Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is Android App Arena, episode 115 for Wednesday, September 14th, 2016. Pinball. This episode of Android App Arena is brought to you by Automatic, the small adapter that turns your clunker into a smarter connected car. For more information on their brand new Automatic Pro adapter, visit automatic.com/twit and enter the limited time offer code TWIT for $20 off the new device. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. We're doing things a little bit differently today. Normally, I write up all these fancy reviews about apps that we talk about on the show. We have like four apps. It's all totally like sketched out and planned out. This might be one of the first episodes where it's not that at all because I've got an awesome guest. You may know him. His name is Ron Richards. How's it going, Ron?
It's good. I found out you had another Android show on the network, and I was like, well, that won't stand. I need to come on it. And so I've been plotting how I get on this show for months, and finally I found a way in.
I've been moonlighting with this. I took the thing that was so successful and all about Android,
and I
was like, they'll never know.
Yeah, exactly. But I found out. I went to the website, and I saw it. Now, as you mentioned, we co-host All About Android together every Tuesday on the network, and I love that this is the spin-off. This is the Joni Loves Chachi of All About Android.
Focused app episode.
Which is fantastic.
If the thing you really want are apps for your device, for your Android device, you watch this show. Normally everything's super tight and compact and like I go through, you know, piece by piece and break these apps apart. But it was a couple of weeks ago on All About Android when you and I, during the middle of an All About Android show, broke out into a crazy tangent on pinball games Android.
And then that spilled over onto Google Plus as well into a conversation where a loyal viewer said, please don't let Ron talk about pinball. And that led to going, well, let's just do an episode all about pinball.
Well, because there are a lot of pinball games for Android. And the more I heard, you told me about a couple of your favorites when I was preparing to do this on my own.
Yeah.
And you're incredibly knowledgeable. In fact, you have the international...
That's the thing. Yeah, so I play pinball as a hobby. And I've actually... I'm not as good as many other people, but I compete on the international circuit. It's called the International Flipper Pinball Association or something like that.
Okay, we have a link actually in the doc, Josh, if you want to go to it to prove how awesome Ron is.
I am an internationally ranked pinball player. I played recently in July in Pittsburgh at a tournament called Pinburg, which is like the Super Bowl of match play pinball tournaments. There was 700 competitors. I came in 485th. But I didn't come in last, so there you go.
Well, there you go.
So I know what I'm talking about. I've been playing pinball in a league, in a competitive league in San Francisco for the past 4 years. And so, and what's great is that playing pinball is a very physical thing, you know, the big machine and all that sort of thing. But it's one of the physical things that are out there in the world that have been ported over to your phone or tablet in a really elegant, technologically marveling kind of way.
Right.
And there's a bunch of different options, and the apps that we're going to look at today have got pros and cons to them all. But I haven't seen anything like this where you can bring the experience to a digital, an analog experience to digital really seamlessly.
Mm-hmm. So. My history with pinball goes back to the Commodore 64.
Wow.
With a game called Pinball Construction Set.
Wow.
By Electronic Arts.
Was that Bill Budge? Was that a Bill Budge game?
I can't remember. I know it was Electronic Arts.
Bill Budge who was a developer, and I remember playing on my Apple II Plus Bill Budge's pinball constructions kit or whatever it was. And I think it's probably.
Yes.
Yeah. So
yeah, published by Electronic Arts, yep. Video game by Bill Budge. There we go. So we have
Bill Budge is a legendary developer, and I played that same game as well, where you got to play.
You got to create your own pinball game.
Yeah, you got to play pre-made pinball games, but you could create your own. You could add bumpers, you can add slingshots, you can add ramps and things like that.
Yeah,
a lot of fun. Very lots of pixels. Very simple. Yes.
Yeah, so it's come along delightful. Way. Yeah, in where it's come. So yeah. Before we get into the games themselves, we have three that we're going to talk about today. Before we get there, what would you say are the most important qualities of a good virtual pinball game?
Well, the thing about virtual pinball is there's a lot of physics that go into pinball. You know, as everyone knows, I assume everyone knows, have seen a pinball machine, but you know, you use the plunger to plunge the ball into the play field, and then the ball bounces around, ricochets off things, then it comes down to the bottom of the play field, and you can use flippers, and sometimes there are flippers in the upper part of the play field, and flippers change the direction of the pinball, and it's a very physical thing when you're actually playing real analog pinball. Bringing it over to a digital experience, you want to have that same experience of being able to anticipate where the ball is going to go based off what it's going to hit. When you see it about to hit a bumper, you expect it to shoot down, but if the game has it shooting way off, then it's no fun because
it's not fast enough or whatever the
exactly.
case may be.
So physics becomes the key thing about it.
Right.
From there, so if you ask me, that's the number one important thing for virtual pinball. Then beyond that is it's the actual game itself, the game design. Pinball machines are meticulously designed. The designers are able to, honestly, it's amazing to see like the blueprints and things like that when they actually design them. But when the ball goes out of the plunger, it's going to go up around the top and bounce around. And if you hit the flipper the right way, it's going to go up a ramp and come back down. Mm-hmm. And you need to bring that design over so that you can also understand the shots that you have to make and then actually be able to make them. There's nothing more exhilarating than hitting the flipper and hitting that shot and hitting a spinner or hitting a ramp, and you know that you nailed it. And if you can't replicate that in the game, then it's not going to be any fun. You're not going to want to play it. So physics and then game design.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're going to cover three apps in today's roundup. Let's take a look at the first one. All right, so the first one in the roundup is Zen Pinball. Zen Pinball. It's free, but it also has tables inside that cost, I don't know. Well, I bought the Marvel table for 99 cents, actually.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
So it sounds like they maybe kind of vary in price. But this is the way it is with a lot of these games, right? Like you get one for free, and then you've got an assortment of tables that you can buy.
Yeah, they give you a little taste of how the game works, and then it's in-app purchases to allow you to purchase other ones. Zen Pinball has made a name for themselves because what they've done is that they've created all new pinball machine designs based off of licensed properties. So like you mentioned, there's a whole pack of Marvel games. So there's Captain America, Iron Man, Guardians of the Galaxy, all those ones.
So what is you're going into the Marvel
category?
Well,
I was going to show it. Yeah, so like within Marvel, we've got a whole bunch of options here. They're grayed out because I haven't downloaded them, but they've got, you know, the X-Men, they've got Thor, they've got Moon Knight. You know, it's pretty cool. In addition, they've got, you know, Star Wars, Aliens, South Park, The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. So these are all created purely just for Zen Pinball. These games don't exist in the real world.
Got it.
They're designed completely just for the app. So here in Star Wars, I've actually downloaded the Han Solo machine because Han Solo's the best. And one of the great things about this is that it's all networked in and you can set up an account. So there are leaderboards and there are people competing online. So it really gives you that multiplayer kind of feeling, like Xbox Live kind of feeling, but within the Zen Pinball kind of world.
Nice.
I'm going to hit single player. It's going to load up. So since Zen Pinball is designing these games from scratch for the app, what they're able to do is they're able to really, in my opinion, go overboard with the playfield.
Yeah, do things that aren't realistic, like that you might not be able to replicate in real life.
Like having Han Solo sitting here, you know, and talking to you. Yeah. Make sure we got volume there, Josh. So here we're getting a little overview of the machine, and they've got all these, in pinball we call these toys, like when there's like physical things on the playfield. So we've got a Millennium Falcon, we've got the Cantina, you know.
I like that you have up at the top, you have the little like monochrome readout that you would normally have on the back.
The
back plate.
And that's called the DMD, or the display. And that's where you can see what your score is. And oftentimes that gives you instructions on what to hit and where to go and that sort of thing. So they've made it so it's like, if this pinball machine really existed, it has the display, but this pinball machine doesn't exist other than the app.
Right.
That's why you've got all these little bells and whistles.
Got it.
So you see here, I've got the little kind encouraging me to plunge the ball. All I got to do is drag down on the screen, and it shoots the ball into the play field. And so now, and it's hard to get it for the camera, but what I'm doing is on the left and right side. There you go.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of lights there it is. And stuff.
So on the left and right side are all hot zones.
Yeah.
And just by tapping them, I can trigger the flippers. So much like a real pinball machine, when I hit the left side flipper goes up, but also the upper flipper on the upper part of the playfield goes up. That's exactly how a real pinball machine would work. You only have two buttons of pinball. So now that I've got control of the ball, I've done what they call cradling. So I'm holding the ball on that one. I'm going to let it go and start hitting some shots. So, and you see the ball kind of looping around. This one has got five flippers, which is just a lot of flippers.
So many flippers.
Seriously. Too many, to be honest.
And I noticed that, like, in some of them that we're going to show off here in a few minutes, the camera position kind of moves around. This one seems to be fixed.
Yeah, well, so a lot of these apps, and Zen Pinball included, they do have things that you can change. They have options where you can change. Let me see if I can bounce this ball over here. Hang on a second. See, there's little techniques that we use in real pinball that I can't do in the game. Uh-huh. Like in a real pinball machine, I could bounce the ball over to the other flipper.
Oh, right.
But yeah, anyway, so if I go up here on that, I can change the view of the machine. So if I hit the camera icon up there, so when I...
There you go.
So now,
now it's moving. Yeah.
So now when I plunge it, there's a mode where sometimes they have a mode where the camera stays fixed on this view. Or let me see if I can... I do not have hands. We hit that one. There you go. So I can change the view to view
over the top.
Yeah.
Kind of angled to the side, so now following the ball.
Yeah, they have it where it follows the ball, which is neat because sometimes, and they've got other views where it zooms in sometimes. And,
I have to imagine that makes it useful if you're playing this on like a phone as opposed to a tablet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I prefer just the fixed, show me the whole play field, don't move the camera.
Yeah.
So that I can see exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
And I want to see the whole play field at all times. But they give you, and what's also neat about this is that they give you other options. I'm going to go pause. They give you what they call the operator's menu. And this is actually, if this was a real pinball machine, real pinball machines have a menu that you can access in the game.
Right.
Where you can make adjustments to how it works. So if you want to change, you know, how long of a ball save time you have or how many extra balls per game and how many tilt warnings you get and how many balls per games.
Right.
You can make all those adjustments just like if it was a real pinball machine. So,
doing that, does it take you out of, like, the leaderboard?
I don't know. That's a good question because I'm actually not that active on Zen Pinball in terms of the leaderboard stuff.
So Zen Pinball seems like it's really tailored to these licensed franchises, creating new experiences around those franchises, things that you wouldn't see normally.
Yeah.
What's your verdict on this? Do you like how do you feel about Zen Pinball?
I'm a purist. Yeah. So Zen Pinball is not my pinball game app of choice.
Okay.
I think it's fun. I think if you're into these kind of licensed properties and you really want to play a Captain America game or you really want to play a Spider-Man game or a Walking Dead game, this is the only place you can do it.
Okay.
Zen Pinball is also available on Xbox and things like that. So they've got a presence elsewhere. So this also leverages that. So if you want to take the experience you've had on your Xbox and bring it to your Android device, you can through that way. So it's neat. It's fun. I see it as a novelty. But it's not my go-to.
All right. So Zen Pinball can be found in the Play Store for free. Also with in-app purchases for different tables inside the app. All right. Up next, we're going to talk about Pro Pinball. Not to be confused with Pinball Pro, because I noticed in the Play Store there are both.
Yes.
But you recommended Pro Pinball. It's $2.99. Also with in-app purchases. Well, an in-app purchase inside the app. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah. So Pro Pinball is a unique instance because it's very simple in that, unlike Zen Pinball, which has many, many pinball machines that you can purchase and download, Pro Pinball just has one.
Okay.
A game called Time Shock. And it is completely... And this version of Pro Pinball is called Time Shock, the Ultra Edition. And it is, like Zen Pinball, it's a completely custom game that exists only in the app.
Okay.
It's not based on a license. It's actually... The theme of this is that there's a time machine and you can go around to different points in time. So it's got, you know, kind of that kind of angle as far as storyline goes. What's interesting about this is that the people who designed Time Shock, one of the designers is a guy who designed real pinball machines in real life, and they designed this game as almost like a prototype, and they're actually in working on producing this to be a real pinball machine. So what you've got is you've got, as opposed to a pinball machine that exists in the real world that then is ported over to digital, you have one that's been designed for the app that is now being made into a real analog pinball machine.
God, that's got to take so much like attention to detail and just realistic mechanics and physics in order to know that what is in the app could actually be translated to the real
world. And that's why it's really interesting why I recommended Pro Pinball, because even though it only has one game, a lot of professional pinball players or people who are really into pinball consider this to have the best physics of any of the apps that we're looking at here. So in terms of how the ball ricochets and moves around on the playfield, Pro Pinball has a lot of people who say this is they nailed it. They got it down.
It's pretty too. Yeah. Like I noticed in the settings, you can tweak the ambient light that's shining on it, so you can make it a totally dark room or really bright up in the settings up at the top. But
well, what's even cooler? Yeah, so here it is. So you can. So now what's interesting about this is that not only can you adjust the ambient light, and you can adjust the sharpness of the display, that kind of where the score is, like we talked about, but you can also adjust the nudging factor, and that where the physics comes into it. And that's something that I didn't mention with Zen Pinball, but when you're playing regular pinball, you can actually... analog pinball machine, part of the game is that you move the machine.
Yeah, and you tilt it a little bit or whatever.
Yeah, you try to avoid tilting it. When you tilt, then you lose your ball and you lose your bonus and that sort of thing. Got it. But what can happen is that when the ball is bouncing, and let's say it's going to the out lane where it's going to drain and you're going to lose your ball, if you can hit the machine in the right direction, it will bounce the ball out of there and you can save your ball. Pro Pinball allows you to do that so that as you're playing the game, you can move your device around and it's like you're moving the machine and the machine moves with how much force using the accelerometer in the device. So I'm going to start this and I'll show you how it goes. So.
And I noticed with Pro Pinball that the view is fixed.
Yep.
There is no kind of like scanning around. So on the phone, I actually played this on the phone. I felt like it was a little small, a little hard to play.
Yeah.
Easier to play on a bigger tablet.
Yeah, much easier.
Which you're using the Nexus 9 right now to play it.
And I just drained there. But yeah, so... And I want to evidence this by trying to catch the ball, and I'll show you. But, yeah, so you've got – this is actually really realistic in terms of how it feels and how it looks. The flippers look very much like a real pinball machine.
Yeah.
And then I can – it's hard to actually show, but I can move the machine and the ball
will – actually influence the path. It'll
influence where the ball goes, yeah. And so this – so the physics of this game – is just so much fun to play with, and you get a real pure pinball feeling every time you play it, which is a big pro for it. I just wish that they had more games to play. The other thing that they added with this new version is that you can remove the glass. Mm-hmm. So, and I have to pay it in order to do that. It's an app purchase, but real pinball machines have what they call, you know, glass on top of the machine, and people who own pinball machines can take that glass off to fix things and change things. They've done it so you can slide the glass off and zoom into the machine and actually interact with the toys and
so
it's really, really close.
And you can actually flick the ball around with your finger it around.
And that's how, remember I was talking about the design of the pinball, that's how you see how shots are done. So it's a way where you can experiment and say, okay, if I hit this ramp, then I'll see what happens with the storyline and that sort of thing. So, this is a really realistic experience. It's just got one game. That's the big negative for it.
Yeah, so you've got $2.99 to buy and then $3.99 for that in-app purchase. That's the deluxe version that includes, they say, hundreds of settings. So that's kind of like the back end, tweaking how many balls you get and, just to name a few enhancements, whatever.
Yep.
And then the glasses off mode.
Yep.
And
So hopefully, and I don't know how much the developers that are working on bringing this to the real world are tied up in that, and that's why they're not updating the app.
Yeah.
But hopefully, once they finish the real world version of Time Shock, then they can get back to designing more machines and adding them to Pro Pinball.
That'd be great. What's your verdict?
My verdict is it's a lot of fun to play with, but unfortunately, you're probably going to get tired after a bit just because there's only one game.
Yeah, so. Variation, everything. Yep. All right, that is Pro Pinball, not Pinball Pro. Search for Pro Pinball by Barnstorm Games. $2.99 to buy that. And then, yes, you can get the $3.99 in-app purchase for expansion of settings and everything. Find that in the Play Store right now. All right, before we move on to the final one, and I think, I don't know, I'm just guessing it might be the best one. We might save the best for last here. We're going to thank the sponsor of today's episode, and that is Automatic. Automatic is a small adapter that's going to turn your clunker of a car into a smarter, connected car. Automatic has launched the Automatic Pro. That's their new unlimited 3G car adapter with no monthly fees or subscription. It's always there. That's the beauty of 3G. It lets you know where your vehicle is parked at any time, or lets you track your vehicle even when you're not with it. It works with If This Then That, so you can customize to your heart's content. That'll allow you to connect your car to the rest of your life, and you can easily file business expenses with apps like Concur and Expensify. You can even link your car to things like a Nest thermostat or an Amazon Echo. Just kind of imagine, Alexa, where did I park my car? And it will tell you. You could do that. Get human help in a crash. Automatic Pro detects severe accidents, and trained responders call for help when you can't. Automatic works on nearly every car made after 1996. It literally just takes a few minutes to connect your car to your iPhone or Android device. It's using Bluetooth, and it even integrates with Apple Watch and with Pebble. I've had Automatic in my car for such a long time, and when I look at kind of my trips to places, I think the thing that's most eye-opening is how it kind of quantifies the amount of money that you spend in gas based on the mileage that you take to go on different trips. So you go from this house to another, you can figure out exactly how much money that cost you in gas to go there. And it makes you think about traveling in a whole different way. Automatic Pro is normally $129.95. But when you use our exclusive offer code TWIT, you're going to save $20. Visit automatic.com/twit for more information. And remember to use offer code TWIT to save $20 off the regular purchase price. That's automatic.com/twit. And we thank them for their support of Android App Arena. All right, we are going to dive right into the next and final pinball game. All right, the final pick here, and this comes direct from Ron Richards, is Pinball Arcade. It's free to download, and yes, there are in-app purchases. And this one's really exciting because it's not just playing in a fairy tale land of made-up tables. This is based on real stuff.
Yeah, so where Pinball Arcade is different from the other ones that we've looked at and pretty much any other app, all the games inside Pinball Arcade are actual digitized versions of real pinball machines that are out there in the world.
Nice.
So what you've got, and they've been doing this for years now, and they've been working with the original manufacturers of the machines. They also have used Kickstarter to fund the development. So like a couple of years back, they wanted to add the Twilight Zone, which is a very popular pinball machine. So they raised money via Kickstarter to do the coding, because it's actually pretty complicated. It's very complicated with all the rules and things like that. So, but what they've done with Pinball Arcade is that now essentially, they're around the country. There are amazing arcades, and now barcades are really popular. Like Logan Hardware in Chicago, Free Gold Watch in San Francisco, where I play, Pinball Wizard in New Hampshire. And these are places with tens, twenties, hundreds of machines. But if you don't live in one of those towns, and you don't live in a town that has a Cactus Canyon, you might never get to play that pinball machine. Except a Pinball Arcade, you can download it and play it, admittedly virtually, but you can still experience it. Now, what's interesting about that is that folks like me and my friends who are competitive pinball players, when I went to Pittsburgh in July and played in a 700-person tournament, there were 300 machines that were playing. I could never go play all those 300 machines at an arcade, but I could use Pinball Arcade to practice, learn the rules, out the shots. So you've got real pinball players using Pinball Arcade as a tutorial device, which is amazing. So, but here, let me show it to you. I'll start babbling. My one complaint about Pinball Arcade is that the graphics they could use a designer.
Some of the UI, I think, on all of the apps actually is kind of, it's not the showstopper.
It's not what we're used to with the nice material design. You got bevels aplenty.
But the gameplay makes up for it.
Yeah, it does.
In all three cases.
And the reality is that you've got software developers who are mainly pinball people making apps.
Sure.
So that's where the challenge is. But Pinball Arcade is really great in that they highlight a recent release, a new game that's come out. They give you a table of the month that you can play for free. Or you can go into the arcade and you can look to see all the games that they have. And you can see the little lock show which ones you have or don't have. I actually have bought a couple of machines. And here you can see here are the ones that I've owned. Medieval Madness is a classic, amazing game. Came out in 1995 originally. So if I want to play it, I can hit start.
I love empowering you. Like with something like pinball, you just don't think that it's possible to have a digital equivalent because you just imagine, well, there are millions, you know, tons of pinball games created. Who's ever going to take the time to port it? But somebody has.
Yeah, exactly.
So if this was your favorite pinball game, now you can actually own it in a sense.
Exactly. Yeah. Because the thing is that if I wanted to, Medieval Madness is not only one of the best pinball machines ever, but it's also one of the rarer ones.
I'll turn
There you go. So we got volume.
Yeah.
Good. All right. So, so you have full soundtrack of the games themselves. So this all lines up. Like if you find a Medieval Madness game at a bar or an arcade and take this app, it looks and sounds exactly the same thing because they all use the original code.
Oh,
they use the original
so cool.
ROMs and all that information. So now, but the thing is, if I wanted Medieval Madness to have a real pinball machine, it's somewhere between $8,000 and $12,000. So
because it's such a classic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it makes
many, I'm sure.
It makes that $299 in-app purchase a lot easier to swallow.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But like Zen Pinball, you've got different camera modes. This one kind of it zooms into the top when you shoot the ball up top. I can change it to just be static, and I move my finger off there.
Oops.
But you've got the display up in the top telling you what your score is and what you need to do. You see, the zooming in just drives me crazy.
Yeah, right. So is that a setting that you can dial?
Yeah, that is a setting. So I can go up here and I can change the camera. So, yeah, so if I can change the camera to their different modes.
Got it.
Yeah, yep. So this is the closest to actually playing pinball where you see, like, the tilt on the table.
Tilted perspective.
Yeah. I actually don't like that though, but I'll do that. So there you go. I'll go back to the second one. I like to look over the top of it. So yeah, so this is great because not only do they have the whole games, all the audio, all the graphics, but they also have within the app a tips mode that will walk you through the rule set because pinball games are actually immensely complicated.
Yeah, they are.
You know, like most people step up to a pinball machine and all they want to do is keep the ball from draining. But in reality, if you hit the right ramp four times, you'll light all the four lights up there, which will start Damsel Madness, which you need to get into the hole to start the multi-ball. Mm-hmm. Like, there's layers upon layers of rules, and they actually have a really cool mode that will go through those and teach you those, and that's kind of the training that I was telling you about that a lot of regular pinball players play.
Oh, neat.
But this pinball arcade has got great physics. It also has the nudging mode, so if I nudge the game, it will tilt. There you go. I don't think I have it turned on for this one. But let's see. There we go. So I go to options. I go to controls. Where is it? Settings. There you go. So I can turn on nudge to shake. And so now when I go back to play. So they also give you a countdown to resume the game, which is very handy. You don't want to just start out of the get-go. But so I hit that. So now what's neat about this is that even though a lot of the games, you need to buy them in order to play them. Here, let me nudge it and I tilt. See, I'm getting dangerous now. I tilted. Mm-hmm,
yep.
So that was from just shaking it. What Pinball Arcade will let you do is will let you sample the game, and you can play it up to a certain score threshold.
That's really cool because I mean there are tons of tables here, and I mean to buy and they're broken out into seasons.
Yeah.
The season one pack has 21 tables in it. Cost $40 if you want to buy just season one, and there are six total seasons right now.
Yeah, or you can buy them individually, which is cool, which is neat.
So it's nice to be able to play it, and I think the rule is you can play it up until you get a high score, and then you have to buy it.
Yeah, so for example, actually this is a bad example, but Cactus Canyon that's a free table, so that's one of my favorite. But so Dracula, here's a game that why isn't that working? Go there. Looks like it's... There you go. Okay, arcade. Okay. So Dracula, this is a game actually I played last night in San Francisco. I haven't bought this. I haven't downloaded it. I can hit start, and it can say you can either buy the table pack, you can buy the season pack, or play a trial version. I'm going to play the trial version. It's going to download the files, downloads very quickly, and then you can play it up to a point of the score. When you get the score limit, it will stop the game and say, okay, you need to buy it in order to do it. But it's a great way to sample it to decide if you even want to play it or not.
For sure.
So, yeah. So, this is based on the early 90s movie.
Bram Stoker's Dracula. Yep. Yes, I remember that. I worked in a movie theater at the time, and we had this.
I actually got $399 million on this last night, on a real one. But anyway, yeah. So, Pinball Arcade, it's for the pinball purists. It doesn't have the best physics compared to Pinball Pro, but they're darn good, and they're getting better with every version of it. And the other interesting thing about Pinball Arcade is that they have recently entered into a partnership with Stern Pinball, which is the largest pinball manufacturer, where they're going to start bringing the new games. Like Stern Pinball just released Ghostbusters and Game of Thrones. They're going to start bringing those to the app. so that you can play new games. Yeah, exactly. So it's pretty
super cool.
Cool.
That's awesome. And also, I noticed in there you can buy custom balls.
Yeah. All the little things like
that. Yes, all the little things add up. Yep. Excellent. Verdict on this, I assume, is
Pinball
probably
Arcade is my must-have. That's the one that I play the most. It's the one that I play the most often. There's tons of games going from the 60s all the way up to the 2000s, and it's the one that you have the most fun, and it's the one that connects you to the real world of pinball, and it's a great way to promote the fun games that we've been playing for years and are playing today and hopefully continue to play tomorrow.
Radical. So. It's Pinball Arcade. It's free with in-app purchases. Find it in the Play Store now. All right, so there you have it. Three amazing pinball games to check out for Android. And when I say pinball games, I feel like that's like a disservice because I feel like a table is a pinball game. This is like almost like hundreds of pinball games.
Pinball Arcade is indeed an arcade in your device. You can have a pinball arcade in your phone or on your tablet. I prefer on the tablet because it's a little bigger and gives you a little more of the detail.
Makes a lot more sense.
But it's a lot of fun. And at first I was anti it, but I've come around now. I've come because I'm a very purist. Like, no, you need the machine, and but the physics have gotten so good and just the way you interact with the apps have gotten so elegant. So
right on. Ron, thanks for coming on and schooling me, because I'm sure if I had spent just 2 to 3 minutes on each of these, we wouldn't have covered nearly as much awesomeness as you've uncovered.
And if anything, it helps promote pinball. And please, if you live in a town with a pinball arcade, go play the machines, drop quarters in. It's a ton of fun. It's my favorite thing to do on a Friday night. So
excellent. Right on. Where can people follow you?
Yeah, just go to about.me/RonXO. You can follow on all my social media links, Instagram, Twitter. That's where I post a lot about pinball. You see me posting scores and things like that. That's the place to find me. So,
and then, of course, sitting next to myself and Florence Ion on All About Android every single day. Thanks again, Ron.
Thanks for having
me. Appreciate it. You can always send to me your favorite apps, your favorite categories of apps that we haven't covered on the show at arena@twit.tv. You can post those to the subreddit we have, which is androidapparena.reddit.com. You can always tune in to the pre-recorded show. We record it live and play it live on Wednesdays right around 5 p.m. Pacific, following tech news today at twit.tv/live. And new episodes will always appear in the feed and on the show page at twit.tv/arena if you happen to miss that. All righty, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I will see you next week in the arena.